So let's not hesitate. Let's get on with our first presenter. Number one, Jack Horner with the Feel Flight Grip. He was a finalist last year. Jack?
Excellent. Well, good to ever see everybody. It's great to be back in Oshkosh, right? It's particularly great for us because we were here last year, had a great time. In fact, we won the popular vote with our presentation, so we hope we can do even better this year. So the name of our product is the Feel Flight Grip, and it mainly is a tactile feedback device, but it also has audio and visual, which we didn't really get into much last year. We'll get into it more this year. Our beginning point on this project was research. So we did scientific research. There's a ton of research out there, all very good, really talks about the efficacy of tactile feedback. In fact, you will not find a study that says that eyes and ears are better than tactile. That's one thing that we learned. So we thought, well, with that, okay, let's move forward. So I prototyped four grips. You see them in the picture. Now these are just prototypes that would demonstrate how the tactile feedback pins worked in a grip. And so with those in hand, we went to air shows and chapters and so forth and had pilots try them out. We were very surprised at the response we got. Very positive. In a year and a half or so, we did over 200 pilots, tried it. And we had about a 97% very positive response. I've worked on several high-tech startup ideas over the years, never had that kind of response on a product. So we were very pleased. And we also did chapter presentations. And again, very positive response. Now I say typical chapter presentation, but this one really isn't typical, because if you look close, that's Jack Pelton trying it out. We went to the Missoula chapter to show the product, and Jack was there doing a talk. So after the meeting, he tried out the grip. He spent about 45 minutes with it, was very impressed, called it a brilliant idea. And that gave us another kick in the pants to go forward with it. We did prototype the grip into a flying prototype and tested it thoroughly. 11 pilots in our test program tried it. The field flight system, it has three modalities. What's that means is it taps three senses. You got your visual, and you'll see in a slide here where there's five LEDs on the, it fits into a 3 1/8-inch hole, and it gives you a visual feedback on your angle of attack and inclination. That's very important. It also has inclination on it. It has audio, and we should have emphasized that last year because that's what is won. But there is an output on it for audio, so that works good. And then the really significant innovation is the tactile. It signals the pilot's fingers of his angle of attack and inclination. A lot of people say, well, you know, why hasn't tactile taken off in aviation? Well, it seems like aviation usually is behind all other industries. And tactile really hasn't been applied in a lot of industries very effectively. Okay, a very important point here, all three modalities are synchronized, and this is huge, because if they signal the pilot at the same time, the sum is more than the parts. It multiplies the response that the pilot is getting. Here's a picture of the grip. It's patterned after the G2 military grip. You can see the three pins on the finger area there, those are your angle of attack, and then inclination on the left and right. It's very comfortable. On the right there, you see the actual control module that mounts in an instrument panel. And you can see where the LEDs on the left and the right. Here you got more pictures of it. The bottom right, that shows you the outputs on the back of it. So there's two outputs for two grips. You see the audio output, the AOA input, so forth. The bottom left slide shows how it mounts into a standard panel. We developed our own sensor. We're really pleased with it. It works really good. We went with the vane type because it is better than the pressure type. We are in production now. In this last year, we just had so much positive feedback. We said, okay, we've got to move forward with this. So we got it into production, and we just finished that just recently. We're here this week selling them. Okay, the bottom VY is blinking there, you see, with no sound. There's supposed to be sound with the VX. They told me there would be sound. When you add sound with the blink, it multiplies the response. Okay, watch your airspeed, watch your ball. This is the two most important things to know when you're flying to avoid loss of control.
Watch your airspeed, watch your ball there. Okay, come on, let's pay attention here. Didn't you read the book? Watch your airspeed, watch your ball there. Okay, come on, let's pay attention.
Okay, that's the way my flight instructor was. He drilled it into me. Those are the two things you need to remember to avoid loss of control. If you read the book, Stick and Rudder, that's what old Wolfgang drills into us. We have to watch your angle of attack is what it is, and your inclination. And that's what we have in our device. And in three modalities, tactile, audio, and visual. The first sense that gets shut out is noise. People block out sound. The second sense that gets blocked out, if you're overloaded, if you're in a stressful situation, your senses get overloaded. Eyes are the second thing to get shut out. And tactile is the last sense to, it hangs in there pretty good. Fingers are sensitive, it frees up your eyes and ears for other tasks. If you reduce that load on your eyes and ears, they don't shut down like you normally do. The grip, I gotta show you this, okay. Make a point of this. This is the tactile grip. We have these on display. You gotta come by our booth to get a chance. You're flying along, you get a stall warning. This hand that is on the tactile response from the grip gets that warning, and you don't even have to think about it. It becomes muscle memory. You get a stall warning, push the nose down. It does not have to go through your eyes, does not have to go through your ears. It's going from the control, signals your fingers. The fingers are on the thing that controls the elevator. So it's immediate, and that cuts the response time down to milliseconds. And in a lot of times that's why the accident occurs, is there just wasn't enough time for the pilot to respond. So that's huge. Here's a close-up.
Right.
You can see
Thank
the pins.
Thank you, Jack.
Say again.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
it's
am I done?
It's time for us now to transition into the Q&A from the judges. So we have 10 minutes for the judges to begin their Q&A starting now.
Sure. So one of the things I see in this is, like, for example, the blinking VX and VY, it seems like they're the same level of magnitude as the ones that are more critical. So to me, I think training to learn VX and VY that are not critically important. What I'm trying to say is the blinking light in VX and VY, I think, would distract me in a normal flight condition.
Are you talking about the LEDs or the pulse pins?
I am. So that's, again, normal flight condition. And if that were right in front of me, that would be concerning. But that's sort of a normal flight condition for the airplane, that VX and VY condition.
I think there's a question in there. Could you kind of clarify it?
Well, the question is, why did you decide to do that? For example, something steady or something that is, to me, that looks like I want to get your attention because something's wrong. That's what comes out to me in the blinking fashion that you have it there. Is it the same as stall? So the LED light when you're in a stall condition is the same representation as the VX and VY?
I think I get your question. The LEDs are green, yellow, and red, just like on the standard angle of attack chevron. Green at the bottom, okay, that's safe area, that's your VY. Yellow, okay, you're getting to VX. That's where you're entering the backside of the power curve. Now you're entering slow flight realm. And your senses should go up. If you're not looking at the panel, you may not know that, but the tactile feedback will tell you that. And then, of course, red is the stall. So we have them colored, and they're in the same level, bottom, middle, and top as the chevron. Does that answer your question? I'm not sure.
I have a very similar question. When you presented before and we've read your material, I was curious as to why, when we're talking about yaw control and angle attack control, avoiding loss of control, that you would focus on those items. And I think you're doing well with the three methods, the modalities, side slip, angle attack, but why add on top of that VX and VY, which our normal flying things that don't take the focus that you want to have this instrument provide you on the critical parameters of angle attack and side slip when they exceed limits, right?
Well, again, we patterned it after the normal chevron that's in millions of airplanes. And, you know, with VY at the bottom, VX in the middle, and then stall. And that's a buildup. Okay, you don't want to... That's one problem with the audible stall warning. It's been an airplane since the 40s. It warns you when you're stalling. If you have a pre-warning, which VX is, because that's where you're transitioning to the backside of the power curve. And so that's, I wouldn't say we emphasize those. They're just included because that's what an AOA does. Does that answer your question?
You're getting there. It's the first, it's the best explanation I've heard so far, is you're trying to get a trend developing towards the edge. But to me, VX and VY are performance parameters, not loss of control parameters. So I think you have a little bit of a mix there. The trend information I could see being of some value, but it just seems like a lot of information coming on the stick and through the lights.
It's super easy to understand. We've done a lot of flight testing, and it's worked out really good. I mean, when you get VX, you know, okay, I'm getting slow here. And, okay, you're not saying, okay, I'm going to stall, but your senses go up. As far as VY, now I'm going to reference an article that came out, I don't know, April 2018 or whatever.